It's not mine either. You're good. I don't think this is beyond the 4, 5, 5 and a half, yes. 6, 6 and a half kids. Yeah.
Okay. So do you want to hold it?
I mean, whatever you want to do. If this is a good distance. Hi, I'm Lauren Robertson.
And anything you want to say about yourself?
I am a faculty member here at UW-Milwaukee. I teach design and visual communication. My students designed the Teach a Kid to Vote Challenge t-shirts and stickers. I helped design the booklet for it, and the children of the UWM Learning Center, the kindergartners, they are the ones that provided the artwork.
Oh, sounds great. Very interesting. Yeah. What do you think the most fun part of?
Definitely working with the little kids. They are really excited. I got to learn all about what they wanted to vote for. Sandcastles, maps, candy, lots of candy. I had a student who had just candy on their list of things that they'd want to vote for. Another one said fancy restaurants, which I agree. We need more fancy restaurants.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And also I noticed, so there are certain elements on the booklet. So could you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so we included a bunch of things that are recognizable symbols, such as the I voted sticker, the ballot box, what it looks like to go voting with your parent. We also included some images of that. I remember being a kid and going voting with my parents, so it felt really reflective to see that represented.
Yeah, and also I really like the idea of the stickers. It also kind of reflects the same process, right?
Yeah, I wish I could take credit for that. That was all Anne. She said what she wanted the stickers to be, and my students just, you know, ran with it. They all fell in love with doing this project. They really enjoyed having a project that was so important to our community, and getting people engaged with voting, especially with the election happening in 201 days, now that I know that from our stickers.
That's great. Cool. So let's talk a little bit about the trust of the voting system.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think of the process of voting in the U.S., like, how do you say you are on the, if there's a scale, like how do you put your like numbers from 0 to be not trust the system, but to 10 to very trust the system? Yeah, how would you put your numbers?
I'd probably say 7 out of 10. I think there's things that work really well, and I think that there are great policy that's being put in place to help make some of those things better. I think it's very difficult to vote, especially depending on the location that I've lived in. I've noticed that sometimes it takes 5 seconds to vote, sometimes it takes hours to go vote, and I would like to see more consistency across the board. That's why I'm not quite at a 10, but... And I think, too, the whole thing with the Electoral College makes it a little difficult to feel like my vote counts. But at the end of the day, when I see the infographic of how people are voting, it really feels like, oh, I'm part of that. That one pixel's me. So, yeah.
That's really good. So, you just said 7, right? So where do you expect the points to be?
Yeah. I want it to be a 10. It'd be great if it was a 10. I think with the internet, we're slowly getting more and more accessible to voting. You know, myvotewisconsin.gov is really great. Things like that make it easier for people to vote absentee, make it easier for people to know what's on their ballot. There's a lot more transparency. Also, the candidates all have their websites, so you can read what their beliefs are. You can read what bills they voted on. So I think we're getting there. I think it's just more making it more accessible. I think people have most of the resources they need. It's just a matter of making it easy to go to the polling places so we don't have these long 2-hour lines of people just trying to get their vote in. I think I'd also like to see election days be a holiday, so that way we can have paid time off instead of you know, having to take time out of our busy schedules to try and do it. I also think, you know, childcare could be free on those days, so that way people don't have to worry so much about having to take their child with them. I do think it's important, if you can bring your children with you, to let them see what voting looks like. But yeah, I think there's so many things. Transportation, having more free transportation to get people to the polls, having poll workers be, you know, get all the resources they need to withstand that long day. So yeah.
Really good. Yeah, sounds very practical. Measures that we can take.
Oh, definitely.
That's great. And then after this whole program, how do you see the like the importance of education in voting?
I think it's huge. I know, so I teach juniors in graphic design. They're getting their undergraduate degrees right now. And to see their views of voting versus the 4, 5, 6-year-olds that we have talked to, the children of this Teach a Kid to Vote, it's interesting to see kind of their perspectives on each angle of this. My juniors, they were so intrigued by the voting process, how we talk about voting, how we advertise about voting, how we market voting to people, how people market themselves to us. We also learned about ADA compliance, which is not talked about enough, especially with voting. Voting is a highly difficult thing to do. It's none of it, the ballots don't make any sense, especially from a graphic design standpoint. It drives us all nuts. We had a long conversation about that. We even had conversations about the I voted sticker and what does that look like, and is it something that people actually want, or could there be something better that we could get out of it? And the kids, they were all super excited to talk about voting, to see their passion and excitement and feeling like they get to be represented. And you could tell that they all really liked feeling that their voice was important. And I hope that we can continue having them feel that way as they continue to grow up and one day be 18 and vote. I think a lot of them had 4,000 odd days, so maybe 5,000 for some of them.
Yes, it's still a long way, but they're learning.
Yes, exactly. They're a long way, but they'll get there. And I think starting young and teaching people about the importance of voting at an early age and seeing them talk about seeing their parents vote. So you can tell they're getting exposed to it one way or another. And we also talked about the different things that voting helps. They talked about loving their public parks, our beaches, the pools, any after school activities they do, and understanding how voting establishes that. Even talking about the center that we're sitting in right now is funded by voting. You know, we have to vote in order for our public institutions to be funded and for these programs to exist, and for my paycheck to be paid. Exactly. Yeah. And we talked about that, what's important to them and why you should vote, because voting is what keeps those things funded, keeps those things important, lets people know that they're important to you.
Nice. Yeah. So do you have any personal like stories or small stories about voting experience?
Yeah. So I remember when I turned 18, I voted in a small city election. I grew up just outside of Madison, and I remember going and being really excited, but I was also a little bit nervous because there were some candidates standing outside of the voting place, and I was kind of a little intimidated by that. And then when I went inside, there were these wonderful poll workers that were these two retired women, and they were all excited about it being my very first time to vote. They're like, we need special stickers for when it's your first time to vote. And I remember thinking that's so cool, and just feeling so passionate about it and getting that sticker and feeling very much a part of our democratic process was amazing. And especially thinking about my family's history, I have family that descended from slavery, and knowing that I get a chance to have something that my family only a couple generations before me didn't even get the right to do. So it feels really empowering, and I know that's one of the reasons my dad always likes to go in person, is he likes that sticker, he likes that feeling of being there and a part of the process. And I wish I could be like that, but I'm kind of just like, as long as I can get my ballot in every election, I'm happy. So yes, my parents all have taken us, me and my siblings, to the polls whenever there's been an election. It's always, I remember as a kid, you're kind of impatient and you're like, I don't understand why we're here. But we talked about it, and my parents also, you know, were very open about how things get funded. My mom works for the Department of Health Services in downtown Madison, and a lot of our social programs are determined by the things that we vote for. So, you know, her really pushing, she's like, oh, you know, the things that I'm helping people get, such as, you know, food share programs, it's all determined by us voting. And kind of, I understood at a young age that importance and significance within voting because of my mom and her relationship to it. And then my dad also talking about, you know, our family history and saying, you know, even his grandfather wasn't able to vote. So, you know, finally having that is such a huge deal. I'm rambling.
The atmosphere of the in your family is really great.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So anything else you want to add to this voting or anything?
make sure you vote every election. They all matter. I just voted for this past one on April 2nd, and I can't believe the number of things that were on that ballot, especially the referendum questions. Make sure you vote for those and you understand what they're saying, because they make no sense when you read them. So do your research. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks so much.